Morning all. So, today's the day. That's like massive capitals, underlined, bold, you know, large font. The day, yes. Eunice is coming at 3. And Sarah has had me up for the last hour, meowing in my ear. I don't think he's happy. Hi, sir. Stunned silence. And yet when I'm not audio viewing, she's like, something's wrong with me. Mew! Dear. So, yes. Today is the first day of the rest of my life with a guide dog. It's quite scary in a really good way. Bless Eunice, little gorgeous little doglet. So, yeah. She's coming later, which means I've got a couple of things to do this morning. I've got the gardener coming at 10. And I've got to vac them up, clean up after the cats, try and make the place a bit presentable-ish. Yeah, clean up after the cats. So, I'm not going out this morning, because I was knackered last night. And I just really don't want to have to rush around today. I just want to take it easy. The less stressed I am, the better it will be when Eunice turns up. I said I might go to Morrison's. I don't want to go to Morrison's. I've got alcohol in the fridge. So, I'll probably just stay in, take it easy. Try and do some work. Yes, work. So, yeah, it's just a matter of waiting, essentially, until 3. And then listening very carefully to everything that Andy has to say about Eunice. I'm going to record the stuff because I need to have some kind of audio of it. Otherwise, I won't be able to pay attention. That's why I've got my live scribe. So I shall take notes and just try and get through the weekend. I've been getting lots of advice from my friends, which is helpful. Gemma has Gus and Paul has Baker. And they've both been telling me what I can and can't do this weekend. I can't do anything. I can stay with the dog. And I need to ring the parental unit and get her to buy something for Sunday lunch because she wants to go to the pub. And it's like, guide dog. Oh. I'll be okay for now. No. Guide dog. And I can't be asked to fight with my mother, so I shall make her get a chicken. Yes. I shall make her get a chicken. And then, where are you? Sorry, puss. Sorry. Have you forgiven me yet for taking you to the vet? Possibly. Yeah. She's come back healthy from the vet, so, you know, all good. And Isis doesn't have to go till September, so I can actually afford to save up to pay to take the second one to the vet. Oh, God. Slightly expensive, but I love my cats. So, yeah, today is just kind of, you know, calm before the storm, essentially. And I'm quite looking forward to it, just kind of curl up later with Eunice and get to know her a bit. Sorry, I have to yawn, I'm tired. No, you're not going to make a ringtone of it at all, Steve, no. Yeah, so it's very kind of, you know, the only things that are fixed today are the gardener, which is something I'm keen to do because it's, I've got to the point where my garden's a mess and I just want it to be a bit nicer, you know. And I'm happy to pay a small amount, which a friend of mine assures me this guy's good and he's not expensive either. So, you know, I just want to get stuff sorted and make the place look a bit more nicer. So I'm going to be here for the foreseeable future. Eunice at 3, Hustle at 9. Oh, and Chris is on TV at 10 in the morning. He's on Homes Under the Hammer, apparently, so I'm quite curious to see what he looks like in that. Because, you know, my brother on TV is not completely hilarious. Yeah, so I'm sort of quite curious about that one. But I'm going to go find a cat now and pet her for 5 minutes because she's a bit stressed and annoyed this morning. So wish me luck. Bye.